This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The many myths surrounding the slogan Defund the Police need to be addressed. That is why I was encouraged to read a thoughtful critique from a progressive who lives in Seattle but also works for law enforcement. Christopher Young has been a big city cop for more than a quarter century and brings some common sense to the debate about the police. The first myth he tackles is the argument that police are killing large numbers of civilians. Criminal justice experts I've quoted in previous commentaries have proven that's not true. He cites statistics from New York City to prove his point, but you can also use national crime statistics as well. His second myth is the naive belief that the anti-cop movement is largely peaceful. He likens the movement to Batman's villain Two-Face. The protests in the daytime were mostly examples of lawful free speech. The dynamic changed dramatically at night as riots broke out. He reminds us that the mainstream media adopted what he called the comically false peaceful protest narrative, which was obviously untrue. A third myth is that abolishing police wouldn't lead to lawlessness. As a police officer, he saw firsthand Seattle's experiment with a Capitol Hill autonomous zone known as CHAZ. Police weren't allowed in the occupied protest zone for weeks. They saw the lawlessness that broke out when police could not be on patrol. A final myth is that the police are militarized. As a former soldier, he knows what it was like to ride in an armored vehicle. Today, SWAT team members use armored vehicles and armored clothing in order to avoid using deadly force, not commit it. I agree with this police officer's conclusion that the defund the police arguments are either wildly exaggerated or just plain false. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.